Hello, this is Benjamin Berkeley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Berkeley. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, failure is not your portion. Disappointment is far from you. Everything that will trouble you, God will trouble them. I decree as you go out your way today, it is your day of harvest. It's your day of gathering. Everywhere good things are waiting for you, go and gather them. Gather favor, gather help, gather assistance, gather the help of God from above, gather goodness on every side. In the name of Jesus, your disappointment is turned around. Doors open up to you in great places of life. They will send for you from the high quarters of life for goodness. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not be troubled. You will not be tormented. Anything that will cause you tears is sent far away from you. It is your season for divine remembrance and rejoicing in the name of Jesus. And everyone say big and loud amen. Oh, glory to God. Welcome to another prophetic prayer podcast. I believe God today that God will use this podcast today to change your level. Things will work to your advantage, and everything that is working contrary to your life, God will change them for you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your consistent followership and also for your support. And everyone that has been sharing this podcast with friends, relatives, and families, the Lord lift you up and honor you in Jesus' name. As you spread the word of God abroad, God will reach out to you and promote you in Jesus' name. Now, my prayer charge for you today is from the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, verse 26. Acts 16, verse 26. And the Bible says, "And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed." This is a loaded scripture. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Ladies and gentlemen, there are certain things in life that they happen suddenly. And when they happen suddenly, certain things follow suit with them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. And as a result of this great earthquake, the foundation were shaken. There are some foundations that must shake, so that the good things that you need must come. Earthquake, and then foundation shook, and immediately the doors were open. I pray for you today. Number one, anything that must happen suddenly, so that you will bring a sudden turnaround in your life, I prophesy, let them happen today. Suddenly you shall be remembered. Suddenly you shall be promoted. Suddenly, where they say you will not become something, you will rise to become who God wants you to become. Suddenly, you will get married. Suddenly, you will go forward. Suddenly, where you have been delayed before, you will begin to enter into your season of acceleration. In the name of Jesus, there shall be a sudden breakthrough in your life today. There shall be a sudden lifting in your direction. There shall be a sudden remembrance concerning your life. And the Bible says there was a great earthquake. It wasn't an ordinary earthquake. It was a great earthquake, so that there can be a great impact. Today in your life, I declare, let there be a great earthquake. Anything that must quake, wherever there must be a shaking, so that things will work in your life, I command a great earthquake. Let the earthquake on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, a great earthquake that will bring a great miracle, let it happen to you. Any foundation of your problem, foundation of your sickness, foundation of your marital challenge, foundation of your limitation, let it be shaken right now. Let that foundation be shaken. Whatever must be shaken so that you will be lifted, let it be shaken now. Bible says the foundations, in plural, of the prison were shaken. Whatever prison of life you are, I command that foundation to shake and you are released in the name of Jesus. And all the doors were open immediately. All the doors. So something happened. then something followed. Whatever must happen now in the spiritual, so that there will be a replicative order of manifestation positively in your life on the physical, let it happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, every door to your next level testimony, door to your promotion, door to your conception, door to your marital settlement, door to your lifting, door to your financial breakthrough, let them open now. I declare open. In the name of Jesus, let the doors open. Whatever has locked the door, I break the lock. I command open doors for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Bible says everyone's band were loose. Band means their hand is tied. Something has tied there. And when a person's hand is tied, resources will not stay in their hand. When a person's hand is tied, goodness will be scarce from them. As you say amen loud and clear, everywhere your hand has been tied is loose right now. Where your hand has been tied is loose right now. Everything that has tied you as a band, it is broken now. Your bands are loose. Financial bands are loose. The band that tie your womb is loose. The band that tie your promotion is loose. The band that tie your lifting, it is loose. Somebody shall fire. Aha. Kababon sokela. Ikondrubekito prakatuska mandi ketaya. La zuzu kepa. Shikarando koto. The power of God is moving right now. Every chain is broken. Every tide is broken. Every chain is loose now. The chain in your hand is loose. The chain in your leg is loose. The chain in your body is loose. Every spiritual chain holding you captive is broken. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, from today, step into your miracle season. Move forward. Go higher. Where they have stopped you from reaching before, reach there now by the power of God. Today is a great day for you. Return with breakthrough testimony, for God will make it happen in your life in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe, receive, and accept this prayer, say a big amen. That's right. The Lord is with you. Miracles are happening to you. Your life will never remain the same again. In Jesus' precious name. Now make sure you send these prayers to somebody. Let it be a blessing to them wherever they are. The power of God is reaching out to them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now in case this was shared with you and you desire to be receiving this personally on a daily basis, you want to connect with it, just send, register me as an SMS or as a WhatsApp message to this phone number, +1 972 639 1762. Send, register me to that phone number, +1 972 639 1762, and you will receive instruction on how you can be receiving this daily prophetic prayer. You are blessed. Now my word charge for you today is the word information. Information. When you lack information, you will be easily stagnated. A man or a woman without information can be cheaply frustrated. Information helps your promotion. Information influences your lifting. Information is essential for your next level testimony. What you do is a function of what you know. What you will get in life is a function of what you are doing now. And if what you do is traceable to what you know, that means therefore that the level of your information affects the level of your elevation. You can't rise higher than the level of your knowledge. Information is very important. And you also have to be careful of the kind of information you expose yourself to. Negative information will make your life to be negatively formed. Positive information will make your life to be positively formed. What you hear can either bring you fear or it bring you faith. That's why you must be cautious of the kind of information that you permit in the journey of your life. I want to charge you today to embrace information. Be informed. Live an informed life. Connect with information that is able to build your life up in the things of life. Be informed about the things of God. Be informed about the next level you want to grow. Grow, move on, improve, be informed. As you get informed, you will never get deformed in the journey of life. It's a great day for you, and your miracle is locating you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Go out today and command harvest. Return with testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. Till I come your way again tomorrow, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.